should make us uniform and complete in ourselves. We shouldn't have conflicts within ourselves. And we should have peace instead of conflict. A peace of mind, peaceful spirit, a relaxed life rather than a rigid, militant one that is hard on the mind and the spirit. Not that we are saying we should drop militancy. We should remain militant, but militant in a healthy and comfortable way. A militancy that's dictated by the Word of God. A militancy that means obedience to Allah's law. The best soldier is the Muslim soldier who resists the drink, resists temptation to rob his brother and his sister, or to rob his neighbor, or a citizen of his country, or a stranger, or a foreigner. Resists that temptation while obeying the dictates of Almighty God. That is the militancy of Muslims, the militancy of righteousness. By restoration, we mean getting back in touch again with the root knowledge. Our first teacher, the Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad, he said, I'm trying to get you to the roots of these things. Well, now we are getting to the roots of those things, and it requires that you be stronger now and that you accept drastic changes in your life. To plant a thing, root, trunk, and branch, we have to dig deep. We have to break up the earth and then put the plant in and restore the earth in its place again. The earth will not look the same as it did before we dug it up, but we will have a tree there. And by tree, I mean a new community, a community that's just is not just an emotional community, subject to be blown away by the winds of trial, political and social change. Our roots must be in reality. We must be able to support, defend, and establish our knowledge under any test. If it's the test of science, we must be able to keep our position, stand firm, and not be knocked down or shaken. If it's the test of theology, we must be able to stand the test and not be knocked down by it. Regardless to what kind of test it is, we must stand it. And the only way to stand the test is to have our knowledge rooted in reality. So by restoration, we mean returning to the original teachings of Bible and Quran. The Quran is original in its language, but many people with English translations has translated the teachings out of the original language of the Arabic or the Quran. So we have to return to those original teachings and understand that oneness in Islam doesn't only mean one God, beginning, and no other creature
creator that the
originator has given us. To accept this belief that God is one and creation is one is to accept that you as a physical person is only physical creation, just as any other member of any other race, and that you are subject to the forces of creation as a physical creation, and that you can be reduced to a level of an animal or lower, that you can fall in creation to the lowest depths because you are creation. But at the same time, oneness compels us to accept, that is oneness in Islam, that there is a human life that develops in the physical flesh, and that human life desires and struggles for guidance and a relationship with Creator. And in that struggle, the human life can reach great heights in creation and become the master of the flesh and the master of the physical environment. Long before the Americans reached the moon, the Holy Quran had told us almost 14 years prior to their reaching the moon, 14,000 years prior to their reaching the moon, that man can cross the barriers of the skies, or the orbits, leave the orbits of the worlds, and go to other orbits, to other bodies in the skies. But to do it, he must have great knowledge and great power. This is the Quran teaching. Dear beloved people, brothers and sisters Muslims, this oneness in Islam also requires purity in our thinking and purity in our actions. Because oneness in Islam does not only suggest a numerical oneness, a oneness like this object is one separated from the other object, which is the second, but it also requires a oneness of spirit. And by oneness of spirit, we mean that the whole life of the person should be governed and directed by truth. And to have one's life completely governed and directed by truth, that person has to submit to truth wherever or whenever he or she finds it. That is, we cannot be hypocrites. We cannot lie and deny reality before us. We cannot live in a society and practice evil against that society because it is not under our religious banner. We must do unto others as we would have done unto ourselves. We must act justly and in accord with the Muslim life. That means to walk peacefully and in dignity, self-composed, not boasting, not walking high and mighty over others, and being willing at all times to take anyone by the hand and show them the way to the mosque if they are seeking righteous direction. That means your black brother, if you accept and choose to call yourself black, your brown brother, your red brother, and even your Caucasian brother. Why? Because the Muslim is a giant in creation, and he accepts the responsibility to lift or pull up fallen civilization or fallen society. He cannot refuse to help a man simply because that man is not of his race. If he is the crown of creation, he must accept to be the guardian, to be the brother, to be a helper, to be a savior for everything in creation that needs our request, ask for help from the righteous God. So we are servants of God, slave servants of God. and we are too great in our moral makeup and spiritual makeup to carry racial prejudices that are unnatural, that are not in accord with universal truth, and weigh ourselves down and bring injustices in our life and bring the charges of wrongdoings against us. We cannot, as Muslims, pick up the ways of those people who are un-Islamic, are the ways of the oppressors who are inhuman. As Muslims, we must live the Muslim life and accept the great responsibility of serving truth, serving God and truth for the sake of all creation. Society of Muslims. So the Khalifa is this world community of Islam in the West. So dear brothers and sisters Muslims, we see that restoration in Islam goes very deep and is very broad in its meaning. In the second resurrection, we don't only move to a new field of development, the field that was prophesied by Master Elijah Muhammad, the field of spiritual or religious development. But we also move to a new plane and a higher plane and a broader plane for activities and progress. With this, our community expands to be involved in improving the conditions in our neighborhood, working with even non-Muslims in the mutual good, or in those things that we all embrace and share, for the sake of improving the strength, the moral strength, the moral decency in the society, and the business strength in the community, and also the community strength, which is organization. To protect the communities and to protect the vital structure of the community, to support needed institutions in the neighborhoods and in the community, to support the fire department, to support the hospitals, to support the schools, to support every healthy institution in the community, and to go as Muslims carrying charity after establishing that home, carrying it abroad, so that the establishment, the institutions that have suffered much in America and have lost much in America and have lost many supporters in America, we have opportunity now to restore healthy, strong, bright, positive, hopeful leadership, not only for ourselves, but for America.